Well, we worked together, Linda, on, I suppose one could call it a song cycle in the Irish language, drawn from both poetic and Shannos sources, which was a tremendous pleasure for me. In fact, one of my oddest memories, in a way, was when you sent me the first mock-up, was, oh my God, she shouldn't be asking me to sing this. She should be singing this. You had a way of doing it that was very complete. How did this whole project start, which was called Ichter Mara?
I had always wanted to work with you, and we had talked about it, and I was very interested in these texts, and these texts are really interesting in that they are from like the 7th century right up until recent times. And very emotional aspects of love and loss in a way that really spoke to me. And I chose 4 poems from this that I felt most connected to. And I suppose the one that struck me in such a poignant way the most was by Kathleen Maud.
Kathleen Maud, the poet and the Shannos singer from Connemara. Really a very specifically beautiful singing voice, but then also remarkably frank and powerful love poems. Tell me something about this particular poem.
Well, this poem is all about saying goodbye to your loved one and telling them to go off into the world and to leave you behind, almost. So there's a certain strength in that, I think, but there's an immense sadness in that too, of the letting go of it. And that ends the whole song cycle, and that's where the title comes from, speaking to you from ocean's floor, almost that sense that you're a ghost and you're coming back to speak to the person who's been left behind. And there's a little section of it here, and that kind of illustrates this. I once walked on the beach. I walked to the water's edge. Wave frolicked with wave. The white foam tongued my feet. I slowly raised my eye, and there far out on the deep, where foam and wave tangle, I saw the loneliness in your eye and the anguish in your face. So there's something about that it's just absolutely heartbreaking. And the combination of your voice with string quartet and electronics just really gave harmonic voice to this sense of anguish, I think.
Of course, Kathleen Maud's own life was tragically cut short also, but she remains a sort of a powerful sort of woman voice in the poetic tradition and in the singing tradition too. She's quite an interesting character because she has mastery of both, I think. You know, most singers in the tradition, they invariably they receive a repertoire. And I think it was very beautiful to be able to make her poem into a song. I wonder sometimes had she imagined herself that it could be a song. And I also remember the one that we had, the Ogonigan and Chul Chrevig, another beautiful traditional song. I might actually read a little bit of the Irish. Airéig, le Kathleen Maud. Shúl a rá, cos trá a nocht. Shúl agus cur wet na dóra. Airéig agus shúl a nocht. Ná factach luin fasta ig uig sin an tléve. Tána bláha sin fiote, agus tama chanávasa droite. Lá rím leat a nocht o Ichtar Mara, lá rím leat gach ihe, ó íochtar mara. Hiúlas lá cos trá, hiúlas go híochtar trá. Rinne tún súgra le tún, ligan cúr bán ma chosa. Dar dís ma húl gamául, gus an siú da mu ar an daun, in aí réig cúir agus tine, chunic an tuaganas i da húl. Gus an dalíis i da gnúis. Hiúlas amach ar an daun, ó glúin go caum, agus ó chaum go gwile, nugur slogog me, sa dalíis gus san uaganas. Kathleen Maud.